All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you from Queens, the borough of Queens in New York City. It's the 29th day of December, 2020. And before I forget, let me take this opportunity to wish all of you a Happy New Year and, of course, an end of this horrible COVID-19 curse that's really tied us down to a great extent, and we're really hoping and praying for something a little better, or at least to be relieved of this pandemic in 2021. Before I talk more about today's show, I do like to remind you that I am the editor of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and that you can subscribe to my letter by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com. You can call us in New York City as well at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. Also like to encourage you to consider signing up for Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? Has done an excellent job with a lot of biotech stocks that he's done very well for his subscribers. He also does pretty well with the mining sector as well, and also energy. But he sort of rotates from sector to sector as the time requires, as the markets change in their strength and weakness. So Chen Lin, it's chenpicks.com for Chen Lin's letter, What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? And we always like to remind you also of Michael Oliver's excellent work, olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com. Thank each of you for listening to this show, and also want to encourage you to keep sending along your comments, questions, whatever you have to say about this show. Send them along. We'd like to hear from you. I do, and you do that by going to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do also want to thank our sponsors, because without them there would be no show: Benchmark Metals, NV Gold, Cassiar Gold Corp, Hannon Metals, Irving Resources, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, and SK Mining Corp, which is really doing extremely well. That is, SK is with its project in British Columbia. So it's a lot of very interesting stories in the mining sector, and we'll be bringing you one more today with Benchmark Metals. We'll be talking to Jim Drake in just a few minutes from now about that company's progress. I'd like to, before I get started with today's show, I'd like to mention that Alistair McLeod's latest article, The Psychology of Money, he said, and I quote, this is the introduction to his article, he said, and I quote, "The world stands on the threshold of monetary hyperinflation, with the U.S. dollar leading the way. The final months of fiat money are coming into view. What will replace them, Bitcoin or gold?" In this article, Alistair then argues that the final solution is bound to be with central banks and government treasury departments retaining their control as issuers of money by the only means at their disposal. That is, by deploying their gold reserves to back their currencies, not as fiat, but as a credible gold substitute. Central banks own no Bitcoin, which effectively rules that out. They may try their own equivalents, central bank digital currencies, but they are simply another form of fiat money and will also fail, assuming there is enough time for them to be introduced even. In any event, the eventual replacement for fiat money needs to be beyond government control, other than the state acting as a monetary trustee, ensuring gold coin are always available for exchange. And flexible enough, they need to be flexible enough for its users to collectively set the quantity that acts as money. As formulaic medium such as Bitcoin does not provide this flexibility, but gold clearly does and has proved its suitability in the past. So you can read more. I mean, that's the introduction to the article. Alistair always digs deep when he makes his article, when he makes his case. He supports his theories, I think, very effectively. And you can read this article easily, can easily access it by going to miningstocks.com, click on the link there, and you can get right into, or go directly to goldmoney.com as well. Also, the work of Michael Oliver, I believe, is very much tending to confirm Alistair's vision of a rising inflationary problem due to a dollar weakness. Here is what Michael wrote about the Bloomberg Commodity Exchange in his weekend missive this past week. He said, and I quote, "The big story of 2021 is still quietly but resolutely underway, commodities versus other assets. We've analyzed most of the key components of the Bloomberg Commodity Index during the past several months, and they've all broken out upside via quarterly momentum, and about half of them via annual momentum. The Bloomberg Commodity Exchange has blasted out a massive quarterly momentum structure that traces back 8 years, shown in prior reports. The BCOM is now pressing at a three-wave annual momentum downtrend structure that goes back a dozen years. This month's action has already exceeded the upper readings of 2019, and it won't take but another percent or so advance to close out a month over the zero line, that's at 78.34 for January, and dropping 0.3 per month after that. Closing over the zero line, that's a 36-month average, will put momentum credibly above the downtrend structure. Also, as we showed in our December 15th report, BCOM's 200-week momentum has a potent buy structure waiting just above, such that if it closes out the first week of January around 79.75, it too will speak loudly. Powder kegs right next to each other, the first major up leg, is it around 110? So clearly, you have to see the charts, of course, that go to OliverMSA.com to sign up for Michael's letter. It's an excellent letter. And just a couple of comments yet on the weekend, what he said about gold. Any weekly close much above last week's high of 1908 will be a price breakout over a five-month-old channel. But we already see enough evidence that the correction process is spent, only waiting now on resuming upside with power. We suspect that taking out the channel top will be a solid indicator of that." And with regard to silver, he said, and I quote, "The clearest and most massive annual momentum breakout came in July this past year when the price touched $19.48. We expect silver will probably take out its dual historic highs of in 1980 and 2011 at around $49 in 2021 and then run. Then by 2022, it will reach levels not even pondered by investors at this point in time." Well, those are some very bullish comments about gold and silver from Michael and commodities in general. He has been very bullish on commodities. Last week, he did say something about oil and like the oil service stocks probably more than oil itself. But in any event, these are ways that we can seek to protect our wealth against the ravages of inflation, which certainly does seem, as others on this show have talked recently, to be certainly in the making. Unfortunately, it looks like it's almost inevitable. Well, turning today's show, I've titled it "The Fourth Estate's Role in Thrusting America into Fascism." Charles Hugh Smith and Jim Gregg return. As I noted, Jim Gregg will be with me to talk about benchmark metals. Fascism is a system of government that cartelizes the private sector, centrally plans the economy to subsidize producers, exalts the police state as a source of order, denies fundamental rights and liberties to individuals, and makes the executive state the unlimited master of society. By that definition, fascism is now rising rapidly in America. The so-called Fourth Estate refers to the press and news media, both in explicit capacity, advocacy, and implicit ability to frame political issues. It wields significant indirect social influence. At no time in American history has the press manipulated the outcome of a presidential election more toward a party espousing economic fascism than in 2020. Charles will discuss that and how it will impact our economic lives. And I do think maybe Charles will have a slightly different definition of what is going on in America. He may not call it fascism, but we'll discuss that with him in the second half of today's show. And right after we go to a commercial break, Jim Grieg will be with me to talk about the excellent progress that Benchmark Metals has been making on their project in British Columbia. So don't go away. We're going to go to break now, but we'll be right back with Jim Grieg.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Benchmark Metals is an advanced gold-silver exploration company that is rapidly advancing its Canadian gold-silver project to a production decision. Benchmark is nearing completion of its largest program to date, with up to 100,000 meters of resource expansion and definition drilling in 2020. The multi-million ounce potential project is expected to have a new mineral resource estimate and PEA study completed in 2021. The company is backed by the Metals Group management team and believes this aggressive program will be complemented by one of the strongest commodity bull markets in decades. Visit BenchmarkMetals.com and subscribe to follow their success.
Cassiar Gold Corp. trades on the OTCQB under the symbol CGLCF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GLDC. Its flagship asset, the Cassiar Gold Project, is a large advanced stage road-accessible gold property with an NI 43-101 compliant resource estimate of 1 million ounces at 1.43 grams per ton gold at the Taurus near-surface bulk tonnage gold deposit, and 15 kilometers of high-grade gold prospects. The property hosts several past producing high-grade gold mines and is in search for the next multi-million-ounce gold camp in British Columbia.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.